This is the Perfectly Mentored Podcast with your host, Jason Portnoy.
One thing that is clear about you, there's a lot of people who preach positive thinking and a lot of people who talk, you know, be positive. I think, you know, we kind of just met, but I could hear your story and I could hear the way you talk about things. I know you actually live it. But one thing I want to talk about is that words like positive thinking, mindset, manifestation, they're buzzwords right now that get thrown around a lot. And you know, I'm a big believer in my success that I never wanted to talk about mindset when I was first starting, right? No, just show me how to make money. Show me how to do that. Now I realize the game is mostly mental, right? So mindset's super important. But I think it's become almost like a substitute for a lot of people of doing the work. Like manifesting $1 million won't bring you $1 million unless you take action, right? So, exactly. There's a lot of people talking about these buzzwords and manifestation. How do you reconcile that?
It's, for me, it's the ultimate question, because in my goals and when I am teaching people as a mentor and dream mentor, I say to people, write your goals like your life depends on them. But if you think you live in Disneyland and that goal's going to turn up, you're actually living in La La Land. You got to take massive action. You got to do WIT, whatever it takes. If you have to walk the streets, send the emails, ask the guy out, ask the girl, whatever it is, get off your ass and make your goals happen. Yeah, but you know, I would really like to manifest this. What planet are you on? You know, that's for weak people that want goals to turn up. The action takers are the winners, because winners do truly win. Writing something and hoping it turns up is the mind of a fool. You got to take massive action every time. Never stops. It always wins. And it works. And see, when you know you've got a system that you can apply, you actually can have fun with it. But you always need to work every single time.
You know, it's something that I don't think people really pay attention to, right? Because they'll either try to take massive action without any goal or strategy, or they'll have a goal and strategy without any action.
Yeah,
right. It's kind of like a must-have recipe. You need both, otherwise this cocktail doesn't work.
On my mom's life, and I wouldn't callously say that, I wrote a goal this morning and I was going up the escalators in a department store. And
to be on the podcast?
What?
The goal was to be on this podcast. Look, see, it worked, boys. Manifestation. I'm joking. Yeah, go on. Sorry.
It was to buy a large development site in Belfast. And I agreed it about 2 hours ago. Now I knew it was hanging in the shadows, but I just took massive action this morning. I emailed, I pushed the guy, went for the price. I'm all in, and I've done it. You know, but it's that action taken is the guy that gets it over, or the girl that gets it over the line.
But then there's also comfort, right? You reach a certain point in your life where, or a certain point in your business where you almost become comfortable. So I don't need more. I'm comfortable where I am. And I'm a big believer that there's no such thing, right? There's no such thing as sitting still. It's like being in the ocean. If you think you're sitting still, you're either flowing backwards or you're moving forwards. How do you, you know, deal with that? Because I think that's also one of the other things that hold people back is they're like, no, I don't need coaching. No, I don't need this. No, I don't need that. I'm good where I'm at. And it's almost like, are you? And for how long?
Yeah, well, definitely a couple of answers. I think, you know, it's not about never having enough. It's money's an amazing byproduct that comes with a buzz of success. You know what I also love doing with money? Giving it away, the charity, as a present, as a gift, and see the fool who thinks he knows it all. He's the idiot that's sitting in the room. Like I get mentored every Friday morning at 5:30 a.m. by the same guy for the last 10 years. It's never going to change because I'm never going to know it all. And the biggest idiot on the planet is the one who thinks he knows it all. And I had a business partner like that, and he would have argued with a brain surgeon on the procedure. And the guy was just he was a fucking idiot.
So I want to talk something that you went a little bit out of, it's a weird coaching thing that you've done. Molly McCann, right? You recently coached her. She had a big win in Vegas. So first off, what exactly were you coaching her on? What were you brought in on?
A great question. So, you know, what happened with me was I used to be heavily involved in MMA. Myself and three business partners owned a company called Cage Wars. We were on 300 million TV sets across the US. I became amazing friends with Rich Clemente from UFC. So my connection to the MMA was like second to none. I've been watching Molly, seeing that she had a defeat. I know the power that I've got to help somebody with their mind. And I actually reached out to her and said, Molly, my name's Tom Smith. She was coming back to fight. I put her up in a hotel in Liverpool that I owned as a gift, just to let her say, you know, that's okay, you lost, but please have a couple of nights on me. A person that she was very good friends with was a good friend of mine too. And the connection just came. Definitely everything was in alignment with the universe. She says to me, you know, what do you want of me? And I went, absolutely nothing. I started sponsoring her from a financial point of view because I actually wanted to help her out because I know what it's like as a fighter. You know, it's not all about all these huge wins and money. That's coming now for Molly. I simply wanted to be associated with her. And then I completely fell in love with her like she was my daughter. We are super close, mega close friends. And I'm lucky enough to call her like, one of my closest friends, but I'm also her mindset coach. So what did I do? I started to get the walk in the shoes of the elite athlete that I know she was. And then the next thing she started to believe and remember the person that she was. She's always been the amazing fighter, but after a loss, sometimes we can all lose ourselves. So the next thing, she started walking through the streets of Liverpool and the elite athlete that was going to get a UFC fight and win again. And then it was just completely getting back in. The amazing athlete was there. All we needed to do was strengthen the mind again. So the next time she went for that fight, not only was she on point for fitness that nobody could touch, but she had already won the fight in her head. And just coming up to Vegas, just in Vegas, I was phoned her on Wednesday night. She says, what are you doing? She says, I'm about to get into the shower. And I said, put it on speaker. And I said, I want you to do the TV interview now in that shower, explaining exactly how you have won that fight on Saturday night. And she done the TV interview and explained how she won that fight. Because in her head, all she was going to do was turn up. And did she win? She won fight of the night. She won fight of the month. And she was the most incredible elite athlete I've seen in a long time. I love her with all my heart. And I'm so proud to call her my friend, and I'm so proud to be her coach.
What similarities do you see in coaching, like I guess an MMA fighter and an entrepreneur?
Life's a fight; it's all the same. You know, sometimes life throws a kitchen sink at you. The fight that you fight as an entrepreneur isn't physical, but unless you're willing to get up when you get knocked down, you're going to end up getting defeated. You know. I was doing a talk last night, and I was telling people sometimes I go through 6 months of heaven, and then I wake up under my quilt, lying beside my beautiful wife, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so scared. Dread kicks in, anxiety. But when you know and you've been mentored and you've taught yourself, you know to yourself, positivity and happiness and dread and negativity live in two different frequencies. So what do I do? I write my goals, my gratitude, my mantra. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes I'll do high-level cardio. Sometimes it doesn't work. And like I told the crowd last night, sometimes I'll play the Pussycat Dolls, and the next thing, boom! And you're like, there's that tune. It's about finding the vibration, because having a bad day and living in an anxiety world is a choice. And I don't choose to live in that world. And I'm lucky that I know I've got a universal toolbox, and I just need to find the right one to get me on that wavelength where I win. So sometimes when I walk into the office at 8 o'clock, the staff don't know I've maybe had a 3-hour battle before I even turned up for work. But I'm lucky to have the tools to beat it.
I'm curious if you agree with this. Listening to you talk, I think one of the similarities also versus, you know, coaching a basketball player or something like that, is that being an entrepreneur is a lonely journey at times, right? Exactly. It's not a team sport. It's on you. It's on your shoulders. no matter how amazing of a partner you have, how amazing of a wife, or if you're a female listener or a husband or whatever, no matter how much you have a support system in place, no one really lives inside your brain and understands how low those lows could be. And when you go to work, it's on you. The noise has to shut off. I imagine it's the same thing for a UFC fighter, right? In their mind, they're training. No one knows what they're going through. No one can take the punch in the face for them and be like, okay, I'm going to grab this punch for you. And then how to react to that when you're in the ring alone and all the noises have to get turned out. It's a very lonely journey for them too.
And see those early morning sprints when nobody's watching you and you've got that big fat word in your head, accountability. You have to be that person to turn up. But it's also the same as the entrepreneur. Molly puts that work in when nobody's watching. And when she goes into that ring, she knows she's give 1,000,000,000%, and that's why she wins. But it's the same for me and you as an entrepreneur. If we're not being accountable with ourselves, because if anything goes wrong in our companies, the only person whose fault it is ours, because we haven't been accountable enough. You know, people say, you know, I've got a problem with that guy micromanaging me. Well, you're obviously not doing your job if you've got a problem with jacket. You know, Grant Cardone agrees, you know, but I'm just all in all the time. I'm accountable all the time. I like making the right decisions, but it's also because I've made 50,000 mistakes that I'm at a position right now to make the right ones. You know, I made a really bad mistake in Dubai and lost £200,000. Or did I have the best due diligence training course of my life? Because I'll never make a mistake ever again in my life.
So, I mean, so you're talking about mistakes, and now you coach a lot, right? You do a lot of coaching. What are some of the most common mistakes, or are there even the same mistakes that you find most people make?
I think a big mistake people can make is choosing the wrong mentor and picking somebody who's never opened and closed a business in their life, and somebody who's read something out of a book and doesn't have any scars to be able to coach you. You know, taking opinions of fools is definitely a massive mistake. Not doing your due diligence. The big thing for me that was one of my mistakes, I got so excited on my brand new life that I was going to have in Dubai, I took my eye completely off the ball. So if you're going to do due diligence, do it 3 or 4 times, rip it apart, put it back together again, check it again. And when you know you're right, you're right.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed that episode. Thank you for your attention. And if you made it this far, you're clearly somebody who wants to take their business to the next level. You want to get better. And I understand that being an entrepreneur sometimes can feel like a little bit of a lonely journey, which is why being part of a thriving community of like-minded people is just so important. It was super helpful in my own development as well. And as is the ability to instantly get answers to the questions you may have in order to grow and scale your business. It's for that reason why I launched a consulting coaching program called the Market Domination Method. And guess what? If you're listening to this and you hear this, we're open for applications right now for new members to join. So to request an invitation or to book a free diagnostic call it a game plan call. I'll literally sit with you and demonstrate the value that we could bring to your business on that call. Let's jump on a call. We'll discuss ways you could possibly grow your business. Head on over to jportnoy.com, jportnoy.com. You'll find all the different ways we could work together. It's going to be the best business decision you'll make. So hope to speak soon. Head on over to jportnoy.com, book that free game plan call, and I look forward to talking to you soon.